神常常赐他好的机会。
But secondly, he felt really thankful towards God because in his life, God always gave him good opportunities.
虽然在困难的生命当中呢，神给他人生有照顾，就好像照顾天空的灰鸟一样。
Even though in such difficult life, God took care of him just like he took care of the birds in the air.
所以他可以在主里面把四个孩子啊养大啊，并且有可以守着道理。
Therefore, he could raise his four children in the Lord, and they follow the truth.
那跟这位长辈谈完这一段话之后啊，小弟就思考到底机会对我们人生呢有什么样的教训。
So after I had this conversation with this elderly person, I began to ponder what kind of teaching does opportunity has in our life.
所以今天晚上想来谈一谈人生的机会。
Therefore tonight I would like to talk about the opportunity in life.
从圣经来看一看，我们一个人呢，应当祈求神赐给我们好的机会。
And from the Bible, we can study and see how we should ask God for good opportunities.
啊，也要求神让我们能够常常把握住好的机会。
We also ask God to give us the ability to grab hold of good opportunities.
并且不要滥用机会。
And do not misuse opportunities.
我们请看圣经《传道书》的十一章第九章。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书第九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
第九章十一节
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11
旧约八百零二页
It's in the Old Testament
传道书九章十一节
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11
我又转念见日光之下快跑的未必能赢力战的未必得胜智慧的未必得粮食明哲的未必得资财灵巧的未必得喜悦所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会、啊、日光之下就是代表我们今天在世上所过的生活
Here under the sun means the life we have in this world
智慧的所罗门王呢他提到说要成功呢、啊、不在乎你、啊、可以快跑快跑的没有办法一定赢了
And the wise King Solomon, he said, to be successful does not mean you have to be swift. The race is not to the swift.
那力战的也不一定得胜。
Or the battle to the strong.
来到加拿大，很多同龄都跟我讲说，这边最有名的运动是曲棍球比赛。
And after I came to Canada, when I visit Canada here, that some a lot of people told me that the most popular sport here is hockey.
不晓得我们这个加拿大曲棍球到底拿了几次冠军了、
哦、I don't know how many times they got championship in hockey games
但是有时候力战的不一定能够胜呢
But a lot of times the battle is not to the strong
有一次小弟开在圣何西的880公路上面
Once I was driving on 888 highway in San Jose
那高速路旁边呢就有一个、啊、大大的一个 sign、哦、一个广告
And there's a huge billboard by the highway
上面就写着、下一个 rest exit 下一个休息的出口、啊、
There's a huge sign saying next rest exit
我就想说奇怪880、哦、根本就没有休息站、啊、
And I thought it's kind of weird because this highway 880 does not have rest areas
后来一看上面有一个标志呢就是我们这个奥克兰顿奥克兰 Oakland City 哦，奥克兰都市那个运动家的那个棒球队 S 啊，那个标志在那个啊广告上面。
So then I saw on this advertisement the symbol of this baseball team from Oakland.
那上面有个日期啊。
And there was a date.
啊，我终于看懂了。
And I finally understood.
他们下一个休息的出口就是几月几号，就是那一天打冠军那个日子了。
And so the date means that their next rest means the next time they will win first place.
他们希望那一年可以打到冠军呢。
And they hoping that year they will become champions.
结果也没有啊。
But then they did not achieve their goal.
有时候我们看高中生 NCAA 哈，为了打篮球打冠军，把头发都剃光了。
And we see many high school students in NCAA, they actually shave their head because they want to play basketball.
他们有决心要赢这一场战争啊。
They were determined to win the race.
力战的未必得胜。
But the battle is not too strong.
智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的也未必得资财。
Nor does food come to the wise or wealth to the brilliant.
有时候我们做访问呢，然后有一次访问回来，我就跟我太太这样说啊。
Sometimes when we go visit, and there was once after visitation, I came back and talked to my wife.
说，这个 名校毕业的哦，在美国还是混得不错的。
I said this person he graduated from a very famous school in U.S., so he's doing quite well right now.
可是我太太这样跟我讲啊。
But then my wife said to me.
不一定啊。
It's not going to be that way.
我们在台湾有很多所谓的产教啊，哈，就是一些农夫哦，一下子就变成很有钱，因为土地突然上涨。
In Taiwan, we have many farmers because their land, the value increased suddenly, so they become wealthy.
那个都是他的机会啊。
And those are chances for him.
有次跟一个弟兄在谈到，因为他是在苹果公司做事。
And once I was talking to a brother who worked for Apple.
他就提到他们老板很聪明啊。
And he said that his boss was very smart.
很会这个设计东西啊。
They really know how to design things.
可是他老板不太喜欢赚钱啊。不太会 marketing， 不太会行销啊。
But his boss not know marketing well.
所以当 Macintosh 跟 PC 一起出来的时候呢，其实那时候 Macintosh 的设计呢不会输给 PC 啦。
But because he didn't know marketing well, so when Macintosh and PC launched at the same time, even though Macintosh was not worse than PC.
所以现在很多家庭都嘛是用这个 PC， 很少人比较少人用苹果的电脑啊。
But most people use PC instead of Apple computers.
所以就提到说，真的明哲的人呢，也不一定会得到资财啊。
Therefore, this is indeed true. Well, nor wealth to the brilliant.
所以临到众人的，真是在乎当时的机会啊。
So truly, the time and chance happened to them.
所以我们活在这个世界，有时候要祈求神给我们好的机会啊。
So when we live in this world, sometimes we have to ask God for good opportunities.
我们来看创世纪24:12.
Please turn to Genesis chapter 24:12.
创世纪24:12.
Genesis chapter 24:12.
25页24:14.
Chapter 24:14.
我向哪？14节啊，我们读。十二节
Let's read verse 12.
他说神我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊求你施恩给我主人亚伯拉罕使我今日遇到好机会这是亚伯拉罕老仆人的一个祷告
This is a prayer of the old servant of Abraham
求神赐给他一个好机会
He asked God to give him success today
如果第二节我们看到他是管理亚伯拉罕前夜最老的仆人
And from verse 2 we can see that he's the chief servant in the household for Abraham He was in charge of all that
那前夜最老最老代表他很有经验
He was the chief servant, he was the oldest means that he was most experienced
那管理前夜代表他有智慧就好像这个约瑟可以管理他主人的家的产业一样
And he was in charge of all that Abraham had That was just like Joseph could take care of all the possessions of the master That means he was wise
有经验又有智慧的老人呢他很懂得计划所以呢他懂得准备这一趟旅程呢十只骆驼啊
And a wise and experienced elderly person knows how to plan Therefore for this trip heprepare 10 camels
也准备了一些嫁就是娶亲要用的那些金子啦鼻环啦等等啦
and also gold and other accessories needed for to make a wedding
其实他的智慧跟经验 表现在最恰如其分的地方就是他更懂得很多事情呢就是好的机会不在他自己的手中啊
but actually his wisdom and experience showed most appropriately when he knows how to use that not in his hand.
所以他懂得祈求神给他好机会。
So he knew to ask God for good opportunity.
他就祈求，他那个祈求真的是很有智慧的。他说神啊，他的意思就是要让他的主人的儿子呢，娶到一个有爱心，这个又体力好的，又孝顺的这样的一个女士啊。所以他就用这样的一个重点呢来做祷告。
And his prayer was indeed wise, and he prayed for God to give his master's son a kind and loving and strong woman.
在傍晚的时候可以出来取水，代表这个人很孝顺啊。
And if in the evening she can come out to draw water, that means she is a good daughter.
拿水给老人家喝，又给动物喝，这个代表这个人很有爱心呢。
And to feed an old man and the animals water, that means this person is with great love.
能够这样走来走去代表很健康啊。
If she can walk around, that means she's healthy.
这是老仆人的智慧。
And this is the wisdom of the old servant.
但是他一直观察神有没有给他好机会啊。
But he was observing, seeing if God had gave him the opportunity.
所以二十三十一节他讲说呢，那个人定睛看着啊，这个小姐呢，一句话也不说，要晓得神赐给他通达的道路没有。
So then,
第二十一节了。
So verse 21 it says that without saying a word, the man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful.
神到底有没有给他好机会啊？
He wanted to know that God gave him good opportunity.
所以他这样子一及时的祈求啊，真的神，这个事情我们都知道，在他祷告一结束一抬头就看到这个啊小姐走过来了。
So he prayed at that moment, and we knew that after his prayer, he looked up and this lady walked by.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天我们就要学习啊。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to learn today.
祈求好机会。
Learn to pray for good opportunities.
有时候连这种婚姻哦，我们要祈求好机会呢。
A lot of times for our marriage, we have to pray for good opportunities.
去年有一个弟兄跟我在诉说他结婚的过程。
Last year, brother shared with me his experience in getting married.
七年前呢，他参加美国的青年神训班。
He said 7 years ago he participated in NYTS in US.
他站在这个 Garden Grove 教会哈的篮球架下面。
And he was standing under the basketball racket.
突然一个姐妹从他身旁走过去。
And suddenly a sister walked by.
他马上在篮球下面呢跟神祷告。
And he prayed immediately at the, on the basketball court.
主啊，如果你愿意啊，我觉得那个姐妹不错。
He said, Lord, if you're willing, I think that sister is quite good.
那因为 NYTS 不是 NYDS 啦，所以他在那边没有机会。
And because NYTS, we don't see it as NYDS for dating, therefore he did not have an opportunity there.
NYDS 就是 International NYU Dating Services. 我没有那个，我们那个没有那种服务了。
And NYDS, we make it to stand for International Youth Dating Service. We don't do that at NYTS.
那他们两个就各自回家了。
And so they went home separately.
那个姐妹因为绿卡的问题呢，一年之后她就回到自己的故乡去了。
And because of green card problems, that sister returned back to her hometown.
再过几年，她又到澳洲啊，纽西兰去了。
And a couple of years later, she moved to New Zealand.
他们两个就好像断线的风筝，都没有办法联络。
And they separated, and they could not contact each other.
经过了七年哦，七年。
And 7 years later.
那这个弟兄的妹妹呢，跟这个姐妹原来认识，那个这个弟兄的妹妹要结婚了，就在寻找这位姐妹。
And this brother's sister knew this sister he liked, and so when she was about to get married, she was looking for this sister.
就他们就这样联络上了，两个姐妹就这样联络上了。
And the two sisters found each other.
那这个弟兄的妹妹就问那个纽西兰的姐妹说：“你近况怎么样？结婚了没有啦？”
And so the sister, who is a sibling of this brother, asked the sister in New Zealand, asked if she's married.
她说：“哎呀，真是很不巧啦，本来跟一个青年在谈婚姻呢、啊，结果那个青年一回台湾就奉父母之命娶了台湾小姐了。”
And so she said it's quite unfortunate. Originally, she was introduced to this brother, but when this brother went back to Taiwan, his parents arranged him to marry a Taiwanese girl.
说她想说自己也有年纪了，算了，就是为主不结婚算了。
And so she thought she's not of a young age, so she just give up and she won't marry at all.
那个弟兄的妹妹哈，就趁这个机会介绍她哥哥了。
So the sister of that brother took the opportunity to introduce her brother to the sister in New Zealand.
这位弟兄的全家呢就要去纽西兰相亲呢。
And so later on, the whole family of this brother wanted to go with him to New Zealand for this introduction.
那个弟兄的妈妈在飞机上就跟神这样祷告。
So the mother of the brother prayed on the airplane.
说神啊，求你赐给我好的机会，好的了解。
He said, Lord, please give me good opportunity and good understanding.
我也不晓得这个是不是你的意思啊。
Because I don't know if this is your will.
我只跟你求一个事情就好了啦。
I will only ask you of one thing.
如果这真的是你的安排啊。
If this truly is your arrangement.
请你来让那个来接我们飞机的人哦，至少一个人穿衣服的颜色跟我一样。
Please let the people who are picking us up at the airport, at least one of them will wear the same color clothes as me.
这个很奇妙，另外外面的姐妹纽西兰这边哦，那个姐妹跟一个女执事就要出去接机了。
And this is quite miraculous because when a sister and a deaconess was prepared to go and pick them up at the airport.
出门之前呢，就有人提醒那个女执事说：“哎呀，你这件衣服不好看啊，再进去换一件。”
And before they left, someone reminded the deacon saying, oh, the color of your clothes is not very nice. Why don't you go change to another color?
你只是真的换了一件衣服啊。
And the deacon actually went in and changed another color.
这个两个家庭呢就在机场见面了。
And so the two family met at the airport.
这个弟兄的妈妈看，哎呀，这个女侄子穿的刚好是跟她一样紫色的衣服。
So the mother of the brother looked at deaconess and said, oh, we're both wearing purple.
哎，事就这样成了。
And so the introduction was successful.
有时候我在想一个问题啊。
Sometimes I wonder.
在假期组内明明就是神要我们做的事情啊。
Marrying the Lord is something God wants us to do.
连假期组内都要祈求神给我们好机会呢。
But then to be marrying the Lord, we have to ask God for good opportunity.
人生啊，真的是在乎神的，神给我们的一个机会。
Because life depends on the opportunity given to us.
所以我们要常常学习那个尼希米记哦，怎么样适时的在王面前默祷的那种心情啊。
Therefore, we should learn from the book of Nehemiah how he prayed in front of God during the right time.
当一个事情发生的时候。
When many things happen,
我们肯这样祷告。
If we can pray this way,
神啊，求你赐给我好机会。
Lord, please give me a good opportunity.
我们相信神呢，在日光之下会帮助我们。
We believe that under the sun, God will help us.
那除了祈求好的机会之外呢，圣经上也教导我们说，我们要把握住好的机会。
Aside from asking for good opportunities, the Bible also teaches to grab hold of good opportunities.
请看以斯帖记的四章十四节。
Please turn to Esther, the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 14.
以斯帖记的四章十四节。
Esther, chapter 4, verse 14.
四章十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
旧约六百二十一页。
Esther, chapter 4, verse 14.
此时你若闭口不言，犹太人必从别处得解脱。四章十四节，拯救你和你父家，蒙拯救哦，你和你父家必致灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为了现今的机会吗？这里提到有一个坏人叫做哈曼。
And here mentioned a bad guy named Haman.
他这个人很骄傲哦。
And he was a very proud person.
因为莫迪改一人对他不跪不拜。
And because a righteous man Mordecai would not bow to him.
他就想要杀莫迪改这个同族的犹太人呢。
He wanted to kill the Jewish people who are of same race as Mordecai.
那以斯帖本来是一个身世非常可怜的人。
And Esther originally had a bad background.
没有亲父母了。
And she lost her birth parent.
但是神很爱她，让她能够进入波斯王宫里面当王后。
And but God loved her deeply so that she could enter the palace, the Persian palace, to become the queen.
这是神布置的一颗棋啦，没有人知道她是犹太人。
This is a chess piece played by God. No one knew that she was Jewish.
所以当这个坏人要杀犹太整族的时候呢，神就是要用她来解救犹太人的。
And so when the evil one wanted to kill the Jews, so God wanted to save the Jews.
所以莫迪亚跟以斯帖讲说：“难道你不知道你今天的未婚是为了今天的机会吗？”
Therefore, Mordecai is such an Esther, and who knows but that you have come to the royal position for such a time as this.
莫迪亚跟他讲说：“如果你不把握住这个机会
，Mordecai said, if you do not grab hold of this opportunity,
神会兴起别人来救我们呢。”
God will raise up someone to save us.
这个机会对你来讲一去就不回头了。
This opportunity, once it's lost, it's lost.
真的呢，人生哦，有很多好的事情。
This indeed true, there are many good things in our life.
它有一个时间性。
And there's a time frame for everyone.
如果一个人不及时把握，一下就不见了。
If we do not grab hold of the opportunity, it would just disappear.
比如说，玛纳是大能者的食物。
For example, manna is a food of great power.
那你要捡玛纳，你要定。要趁着这个太阳没有很热之前呢，那个玛纳才不会跟着朝露啊一起融化掉的。
But if you want to pick manna, you have to grab hold of the opportunity before sunrise. Otherwise, the manna would disappear with the morning dew.
没有把握住那个机会，你那天就要饿肚子了。
If you lost the opportunity that day, you have to starve.
圣经跟我们讲说，人生啊，万事都有定时。
The Bible tells us in our lives there's a time for everything.
有时候栽种有时，拔出也有时。
There's a time to plant, a time to uproot.
去年九月，我太太在我家后院要种一棵丝瓜。
Last September, my wife wanted to plant this bunch cucumber in our backyard.
怎么可能嘛？九月种丝瓜。
How was it possible to plant such type of plant in September?
好像叫我这种年纪再来学拉丁文一样，这不可能啊。
It's just like at my age to learn Latin for me is impossible.
真的，有时候人生哦，但我跟年轻人分享过，说我们的生命这个时候是栽种最好的时刻。
Indeed, I have shared with youth.This time of your life is the best time to plant.
如果我们这个时候不懂得撒种啊，我们这块心田呢，将来就是被荒草给占满了。
If at this time we do not know to spread seeds, then this field of ourselves would be occupied by weeds.
我们到老了就没有办法收成了。
We grow older, then we cannot harvest anything.
太阳沉下去了，明天还会上来了。
If the sun sets, it will rise again tomorrow.
花儿谢了，明天还是会一样开呀。
The flower withers, it blooms again next year.
但是我们秋后岁月呢，一去就不再回头了。
But our useful days, well, it's when it's gone, it's gone.
所以真的，我们每个人都要趁着年幼来纪念造我们的主。
Therefore, grab hold of the days that we are young and to remember God during those days.
这个少壮不努力哈，老大真的会伤悲呢，真的是这样子。
If we do not put in effort while we're young, when we grow older, we will regret.
机会一去不回头。
The opportunities, if it's lost, it's lost. It does not come back to you again.
有一个人到去逛街哈，走到一家店里面去。
There's a person went shopping and he went into the store.
里面都是一些雕刻品。
And there are some carved statues.
那有一个雕刻像非常的有意思。
And there was this statue that was very interesting.
他那个头发把那雕刻哦，都把那个脸哦，大半部的脸都遮住了。
And when carved out the statues, half of the face was covered by the hair.
那他的两双腿呢？都有一对翅膀。
And both the feet had wing on it.
那这个客人就问那个主人说：“哎，这个雕像很有趣，它叫什么名字
？”So the customer asked the owner, "This carved statue was quite interesting. What is the name of the statue?"
他说：“这个雕像叫做机会。”
And he says this statue is called opportunity.
为什么他的头发把大半部的脸遮住了呢
？So the customer asked, "Why is his face hidden by half of the by the hair?"
因为他说哦，通常机会来临的时候，大部分的人都看不到了。
So the owner answered, because men seldom know when opportunity comes to them.
那为什么这两双腿有翅膀呢？
And why is the two feet has wings on them?
那个主人说，因为哦，常常当一个人发现到那是一个好机会的时候呢，已经来不及了，那个翅膀已经，那个腿啊，已经翅膀挥走了。
And so the owner replied, because once a person realized that this is a good opportunity, it's already too late. The opportunity already flew away with the wings.
这是一个很好的一个警惕啊。
And this is a very good warning.
常常真的我们错失机会会感到很遗憾。
A lot of times when we miss the opportunity, we feel regretful.
小弟跟青年在上课的时候分享过这个经文，我们再看一次，路加福音二十三章。
I have actually shared with some youth during class, and let's read it again. Look.
路加福音二十三章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 23.
最后一节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, the last verse.
五十六节。
Verse
56. 二十三章五十六节。
Chapter 23, verse 56.
他们就回去预备了香料、香膏。他们在安息日便遵守诫命，安息了二十四章第一节。七日的头一日黎明的时候。那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前，第二节，看到石头已经从坟墓裂开了，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。小弟常常在想象这些妇人啊的情形。
I often wonder about the situation of these women.
这个香膏不想买了多少呢
I don't know how many of these fragrant oil.
要抹主耶稣的身体，一定买不少哎。
They want to rub it all over Lord Jesus' body. They should have bought a lot.
好不容易一大早啊，来到主耶稣的坟墓里面。
And they waited, and in the morning they came to the tomb.
一进去，主耶稣的身体已经不在了。
And they went in, but the body of Lord Jesus was no longer there.
我一定会愣在那里。哎呀，怎么会这样
？If I were there, I'd be shocked, and I would think, "Oh, how come it turned out this way?"
哎呀，那些香膏要怎么办
？Then what do I do with these fragrant oils?
真的，人生有时候不把握机会会遗憾。
It's indeed true that if we do not take hold of the opportunity in our lives, sometimes we will regret.
有些遗憾是可以 reverse 的，可以再做一次。
There are some regrets that we can reverse it because we have an opportunity to do it over again.
有些遗憾哦，会一辈子痛哎。
But there are some regrets that would hurt us for the rest of our lives.
有一个小朋友听爸爸说，如果看到湿婆了，就要打911啊。
And there was a young kid said to his father, if you saw the fire was going on, you have to call 911.
结果他看到他们家后院失火了。
But then there was a fire in the backyard.
本来是一点点火，他过去把它扑灭就好了。
Originally it was a small fire, he could just put it out himself.
但是爸爸说呢，看到火就要打911。
But the father said, if you see fire, you have to call 911.
所以他就进去打911了。
So he went and called 911.
打完911再出来，那个火已经蔓延太大了。
But after he called 911, he came out, the fire grew big.
最后把他们家通通给烧了。
And burned his whole house.
我想有时候在一点点的东。一点点的事情哦
I think sometimes these little things
我们不及时处理啊
If we do not take care of it immediately
最后将来真的是心中永远的一个痛
Then maybe in the future that it would be a pain in your heart forever
所以真的我们要把握机会做事情
Therefore we should take hold of the opportunity to do something
我们看加拉太书六章的第十节
Please turn to Galatians chapter 6 verse 10
加拉太书六章第十节
Galatians chapter 6 verse 10
六章第十节
Galatians chapter 6 verse 10
所以有了机会就当向众人行善向信徒一家人更当这样子所以我们有机会就要向众人行善
Therefore if we have the opportunity we have to do good to all people
弟兄姐妹我们 会不会觉得我们常常在祈求一个好的机会
Brothers and sisters do you often feel that you are asking for a good opportunity
但是通常我常常忘了我们手中所拥有的机会
But all the times we forget about the opportunity that is in our hand
我们常常看左看右却没有看到我们手中所拥有的
We often look to the left, look to the right But we do not see what we have in our hand
我们常常去求我们所没有拥有的但是忽略了我们所拥有的
We often ask for what we don't have And we neglected what we have
真的我们要看到我们目前手上有什么呢
Truly we have to see what is in our hands
有时候我常常想说我们家的家人哦，你看我们这个住在这里的弟兄姐妹们，真的，我们家的家人，你现在可以坐在一起啊。
And a lot of times we think about your family, like look at the brothers and sisters around you. If you can sit with your family right now,
在五年之后，你有办法再跟我们的家人坐在一起吗
？5 years later, can you still sit with your family?
五年前那些同龄在温哥华教会的，如今多少人已经离开这里了
？5 years ago, the brethren in Vancouver Church, how many had left?
如果我们没有趁着我们在一起的时候彼此照顾彼此行善这个机会一下子就不见了
If we did not take the opportunity while we're still together and we do good to each other then this opportunity would just pass really quick
小弟真的一个印象很深刻就在几年前看到一个青年在见证他的妈妈
And something left a great impression in my mind It was a youth giving a testimony about his mother
他的妈妈那时候已经 死掉一年了
His mother really passed away for a year when he gave that testimony
上台见证他妈妈的好处
He went up the pulpit and testified about the good merits of his mother.
大家都哭成一团了。
Our brothers and sisters wept.
啊，真的很感动人。
It was truly touching.
最后那句话，我真的深深的刻画在我心中。
And the last word truly was imprinted in my heart.
他说，如果你的妈妈还存在这个世界
，He says, if your mother still live in this world.
如果你还没有机会跟她讲我爱你
，If you had not had the opportunity to tell her I love you.
你一定要赶快抓住一个机会。
You have to grab hold of an opportunity.
你不知道这个什么时候你妈妈就不存在这个世界了。
Because you do not know when your mother will leave this world.
真的，有些事情再过几年，她就没不是我们的了。
It's indeed true. Many things, a few years later, it will not be in our hands.
所以我们要珍惜现在相处的时光。
Therefore, we must treasure the time we have together.
彼此相爱。
Love one another.
彼此行善。
And do good to all people.
圣经上教导我们，除了要好好把握住机会之外
，The Bible, aside from teaching us to grab hold of good opportunities,
也告诉我们不要误用机会。
It also tells us not to misuse our opportunities.
我们看以赛亚书的29章。
Please turn to Isaiah.Chapter 29.
二十九章二十节
Isaiah chapter 29 verse 20.
二十九章二十节
Isaiah chapter 29 verse 20.
二十九章二十节
29 verse 20.
因为强暴人已归无有，亵慢人已经灭绝，一切找机会作孽的都被剪除。啊，这边提到说，人呐、啊，不要找机会作孽。
Here it tells us not to find the opportunity to do evil.
圣经上跟我们讲哦，其实人做罪恶呢，啊，这跟机会呢有两个情形啊。
And Actually, the Bible tells us for a person to do evil, there, and that has something to do with opportunity, there's two situations.
有一种情形是罪借着机会找上我们。
There's the one type of situation is that sin through opportunity found us.
我们来看罗马书的七章八节。
Please turn to Romans chapter 7 verse 8.
罗马书七章八节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 8.
罗马书七章八节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 8.
然而罪趁着机会，就借着诫命，叫诸般的贪心在我里头发动，因为没有律法，罪是死的。这边提到说，罪会趁着机会，让我们里面的贪心发动，来换诫命。
Here it tells us that sin will seize the opportunity to produce a covetous desire in our hearts so that we will sin against the law.
我们都知道在旧约里面有一个人名叫基哈西。
We know that in the Old Testament there is a person named Gehazi.
他的老师以利沙医治了一个元帅叫做乃曼。
And his teacher Elijah,cured a general named Naaman.
那在他大麻风病好的时候呢，乃曼就要送礼物给伊丽莎。
And when his leprosy was cured, he wanted to give gifts to Elisha.
那为了让这个元帅知道说，其实神的恩典是白白得来的呢，伊丽莎在那个地方那个时候呢，他就不接受礼物啊。
And because Elijah wanted the general to know that the grace of God comes freely, he did not accept the gifts.
那基哈西就看到这个乃曼跟他的随从的人他们的马车一群人就慢慢的这个财务得到财务的机会呢，慢慢的从他眼前消失了。
So Gehazi saw that the general and his people were going further and further away from him, and the opportunity for him to gain wealth was just disappearing.
他觉得这个财务的机会实在是太可惜了。
And he thought that losing this opportunity to gain wealth is indeed would be pitiful.
他就跟神发誓一定要追上他要一些东西啊。
So he swore that he would catch up to the people and ask for something.
就编了一个借口说，哎呀，我们有两个学生来了哈，所以我们需要两套衣服啦，跟一色克的银子啦。
And so he found some excuses and said to the general, say we have two students, so therefore we need two sets of clothes and silver.
结果那个乃曼就送给他两套衣服跟两色克的银子。
And so Naaman gave him two sets of clothes and two shekels of silver.
真的好不容易找到这个机会，也挣起那个机会了。
So he found this rare opportunity and he took the opportunity.
回家的时候，老师就跟他这样说啊。
And when he returned home, the teacher said to him,
问他说你到哪里去了？
He asked him, where did you go?
我没有去哪里。
He said, I didn't go anywhere.
说你去跟人家要东西的时候，人家一回头，我的心不是跟你一块去的吗？
He says, when you went to pursue them to ask for something, did my heart not go with you?
他说现在是得财物买蒲杯治蒲团的时候吗？
He said, it's now the time to gain possessions, to gain servants.
他说因为你这样贪心哦，你要永远的得大麻风，你的子孙要永远的得大麻风啊。
He said, because you are greedy, therefore you will have leprosy, and all generations to come will have leprosy.
基哈西所患的比他的罪得到处啊，实在是还少得多了。
But what Gehazi did, his punishment was not severe enough.
因为从此之后呢，所有乃曼全国都知道这个以色列国有一个先知呢。都是假先的先知，说是不要神的，结果都是又破败败来拿的。这个神的名啊，因为这样子遭到多大的侮辱。
And because from then on, all the people of Naaman knew that in the place of God there is this prophet. Even though he said he did not want money, but they still took it. So this actually shamed the name of God.
所以他好像是得到一个好机会。
Therefore, even though he seemed to have a good opportunity,
但是这个机会却是世世代代的麻风啊。
But then this opportunity brought him leprosy and to him and his further generation.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不要看错了。
Therefore, do not look judge it wrong.
有些东西呢，好像是好的，其实是罪利用机会来找上我们了。
There are some things that might look good, but it's actually sin seeking the opportunity to find us.
但有些情形啊，其实罪不一定主动找上我们，就好像乃曼这个例子是基哈西一个生命的事件，一个事件。但是有的人他是故意去找机会犯罪的。
But sometimes sin does not just come to find us like what Gehazi did, because it was a chance in his life. But some people, they actually find the opportunity to sin. Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 26. Gospel of Matthew chapter 26 verse 14.
26章14节
Chapter 26 verse 14.
当下十二门徒里有一个称为加略人犹大的去见祭司长说十五节 15. 我把他交给你们，你们愿意给我多少钱，他们就给他三十块钱。18节 那个时候
18.
他就找机会要把耶稣交给他们，所以犹大一直在找机会犯罪了。
So Judas was looking for opportunity to sin.
今天我们的青年朋友们，我们常常犯罪也是这两种方式。
And all the youth today, a lot of times they sin through this method.
有时候你不小心这个上网路啊。
A lot of times when you go on internet.
常常有一种 pop-up message， 有一些人家自己送过来的一个信息啊。
And there's a pop-up message that's sent to you by other party.
你只要稍微 click 一下的话，你就自动的跑到罪恶的世界里面去了。
So if you just click on that message, you will enter a world of sin.
罪利用机会找上你啊。
Then sin took the opportunity to find you.
但是有的孩子不是这样子的。
But some kids are not like this.
他是到网络上去寻索所有犯罪的王子。
This kid would go on the internet and find all the sinful websites.
找机会犯罪啊。
And find opportunity to sin.
无论是什么样，这个都是误用了机会，把神给人的一个好的工具，比如说电脑呢，误用了这样的机会。 成为一种犯罪的工具。
No matter what type of situation of the two you encountered, this is misusing the opportunity God gave us. The good opportunity is the good computer, and you use it to sin.
求主耶稣赐给我们明亮的眼睛。
Therefore, we ask God to give us bright eyesight.
要看清楚。
So that we can see clearly.
也要把握机会来悔改我们的错事。
And so that we can grab hold the opportunity to repent what we did wrong.
我们来参考一节很有趣的经文，看启示录第二章。
Please turn to a very interesting verse, Revelation chapter 2.
20节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 20.
启示录第二章20节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 20.
二章20节。
Chapter 2 verse 20.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别。 教导我的仆人引诱他们行奸淫吃祭偶像之物。21节
21.
我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的言行。 22. 看哪，我要叫他并卧在床，那些与他行淫的人若不悔改所行的，我也要叫他们同受大患难。 23. 我要杀死他的党类和叫众教会知道我是查看肺腑心肠的，并要照他们行为报应他们。 这里提到说，那当时的教会有一种人，好像耶洗别一样，引诱当时代的教会，这个做错事情了。
And here he mentioned that the church of that time, there were a group of people like Jezebel of that time, and they lured people to sin.
那神给他悔改的机会。
And God gave these people a chance to repent.
我在读这个节，我不禁也想到耶洗别呢。
And when I read these verses, I remember Jezebel.
当然，这是指着当时代教会的那个像耶洗别的人呐。
Of course, these verses were referring to people of that time who acted like Jezebel.
但是从前文这样读，好像神也给亚哈时代耶洗别一个悔改的机会。
But if we read these verses, it would seem like God also gave Jezebel of the time of King Ahab an opportunity to repent.
那么恶的妇人呢？神都容忍，神都给他机会来悔改啊。
God even give opportunity to repent to such a wicked woman.
所以神都相信了，无论一个人呐，他在错的过程当中是何等的严重。
Therefore, I believe no matter what kind of mistake a person make.
犹大也好，
Judas，
基哈西也好，
Gehazi，
耶洗别也好，
or Jezebel，
神都给他们一个时间呢，能够来悔改。
God gave them a time to repent.
给他们一个机会。
And gave them an opportunity.
当一个人没有好好把握住那个机会悔改的时候，
But if a person did not take this opportunity and repent,
查看肺腑心肠的神要最后把他们给杀了。
God who searches our heart and soul will kill this person.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天要把握住机会，赶快在神面前悔改我们所误用的机会。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must take hold of opportunity to repent in front of God of what opportunities we misused before.
所以真的求主耶稣帮助我们。
Therefore, truly ask for God's help.
那个住在小弟家里面那个长辈呢，他在分享他生命的故事，最后跟小弟这样说啊。
The elderly person lived at my house, and after he shared with me his life stories, he said to me.
他说真的，人生充满了很多的机会啊， 神也赐他好的机会。
He says indeed true that life is full of opportunities, and God gave him many good opportunities.
但是他有大概将近十个兄弟啊。
But he says he had about 10 siblings.
其中大半的人呢、啊，都误用了机会、啊。
And about half of them misused opportunities.
如果他们家族全部来聚会啊。大概全家有一百多个人。
If his whole family, the big family, come to believe in Christ, then there would be about 100 or so people.
其中呢，大概有一半都已经误用机会，迷失了真道。
And about half of them has misused opportunity and they lost their ways.
人生在神面前呢、啊、
In our life, in front of God.
在我们看有时候很长其实很短呢。
A lot of times we think life is long, but it's actually short.
我们再把眼睛张开哦，真的。
If we open our eyes,
看到很多的机会。
Then indeed we can see many opportunities.
我们要小心看。
And we must look carefully.
哪些是对我们好的。
And which opportunities are good for us.
从神来的美善的要紧紧把握住，因为那个机会可能不再第二次来了。
And the good that comes from God, we have to grab hold of that opportunity because we might not get it a second time.
常常学习随时多方的祷告。
We have to learn to pray constantly.
求主耶稣赐给我们好机会。
And ask God to give us good opportunities.
也不要误用机会。
And do not misuse the opportunities. Let's sing hymn.